Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Don told us that you were upset after the injury. What's the frustration level been like for you? It had to have been tough to just gain traction this season because of the COVID break and a couple of injuries that you've encountered.
Yeah, I was definitely frustrated. As soon as I got hit, I knew something was up. And so just coming back, obviously, from my last injury, I was frustrated to know I was going to miss time again and miss games. It's obviously been a tough stretch for me lately, with the COVID and then the other two injuries. But, I'm just happy to be back out on the ice again.
Dylan, just what happened on the play? It just, a check and I guess just what happened?
Yeah, I mean, I knew I was going to get hit there, and I did what I thought I could. It was just one of those awkward ones where, it just kind of squishes you up, and I knew right away something was wrong, so I just got off.
Dylan, this is your first experience going through a trade deadline, and given the season that's happened here in Buffalo, it's more of a selling mentality here at this point. What goes through your mind when you see teammates that could be on the move or that are on the move and the new faces that maybe you'll be seeing in the locker room in the coming days?
Yeah, it's obviously, some tough times, seeing some of your buddies get traded, but, it's part of the game and, it's exciting times at the same time too, getting new guys in and seeing what they can do. So, I've dealt with the trade deadline a bit in junior and my teammates in big moves. So I've been there before, but obviously it's tough times.
At the time of the injury, Dylan, how did you feel your game was at, especially being at center full time now?
Yeah, I was very happy with where my game was at and where it was headed. Being able to play the middle, I was excited about that. And, I was just excited to be back out playing again after my first injury. So I was very disappointed to have to leave again. But now I'm back and hopefully you can stay the rest of the year.
Dylan, do you think you could play tomorrow?
I feel, with where I'm at, I'm ready to go. A contact practice today, so I feel like I'm good to get in the lineup, but if they want to give me another day or so, then, that's up to them, but I do feel like I'm ready.